The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 2, text number 44. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari. Recorded on May 16th, 2010, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So, tonight, special nectar, Bhagavad Gita. The Supreme Knowledge, Raja Vidya. Chapter number 2, text number 44. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Bhogaishvarya Prasaktanam.
Bhogaishvarya Prasaktanam.
Taya Prahrita Chaitasam.
Taya Prahrita Chaitasam.
Navyasayatmika Buddhi.
Navyasayatmika Buddhi.
Samadhau Navadhyate.
Samadhau Navadhyate.
Bhogaishvarya Prasaktanam.
Bhogaishvarya Prasaktanam.
Taya Prahrita Chaitasam.
Taya Prahrita Chaitasam.
Vyavyasayatmika Buddhi.
Vyavyasayatmika Buddhi.
Samadhau Navadhyate.
Samadhau Navadhyate.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the minds of those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence, and who are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination for devotional service to the Supreme Lord does not take place. Purport. Samadhi means fixed mind. In the Vedic dictionary, the Nirukti says, Samyag adhiyate smin atma tattavyatatmyam. When the mind is fixed for understanding the self, it is said to be in samadhi. Samadhi is never possible for persons interested in material sense enjoyment and bewildered by such temporary things. They are more or less condemned by the process of material energy. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapatakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Sahagana Ladita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha. So, it's pretty dangerous to be attached to sense enjoyment. Krishna is warning us here. Those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence, and who are bewildered by this attachment, they can't become Krishna conscious.
Тези, които са твърде привързани към сетивно наслаждение и богатство и са объркани от такива неща, не могат да станат Кришна осъзнати.
So, how are we going to become Krishna conscious?
И така, как можем да станем ние Кришна осъзнати?
At the present, we're attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence.
В момента ние сме привързани към сетивното наслаждение.
How are we going to make it?
Материалното богатство.
No little chit-chatting here. Just focus. People sit over here. I need to focus on here, what's being spoken, yeah. That's the greatest play. So, what is our hope then? We're so addicted to material opulence and sense enjoyment. What is our hope?
Ние сме толкова привързани към сетило наслаждение и богатство. Това е нашата надежда.
How will we ever become Krishna conscious?
Как изобщо някога бихме могли да станем Кришна осъзнати?
The hope is that we simply have to get that higher taste.
Надеждата е да получим този по-виш вкус.
Вишая вени варатанте нирахара шидейхина рашаваршан рашопьяшва пралангриштвани варатате. The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense objects remains. But ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste he is fixed in consciousness. So somehow we have to get the higher taste. We're inclined to the lower taste. It's like these two children, there was a little playing thing happening between them. So instead of letting them do the little playing thing in the middle of the lecture, I separated them, because if they can instead focus on hearing the teachings of Krishna, they will get a higher taste from that if they learn how to focus on that.
Тези две деца, защото ако те се концентрират и слушат ученията на Кришна, те ще развият по-виш вкус и ще научат как да се концентрират.
In other words, we're attracted, on one hand, we're attracted to sense enjoyment.
С други думи, от една страна сме привързани към сетилното наслаждение.
Without training, that is our position, you see.
Без да сме обучени, ако не сме обучени, това е нашето положение.
It's the duty of the spiritual master to train us so we can get a taste for Krishna consciousness.
Дългът на духовният учител да ни обучи как да придобием вкус към Кришна.
You understand?
Разбираш ли?
Because our natural tendency is to be, you know, go to the sensual platform.
Защото нашата естествена склонност е да падаме на сетивна платформа.
To be carried away by that enjoyment in the combination of the senses with the objects of the senses.
Да биваме отнасяни на наслаждението от комбинациите между сетивата и сетивните обекти.
It may appear very pleasurable.
Това може да изглежда много приятно.
Because there is instant pleasure there.
Защото има мигновено удоволствие в това.
Wow, I can instantly gratify my senses. This is pretty cool.
Ние си мислим, аз веднага мога да се удовлетворя сетивата. Това е страхотно.
But it's Maya's trick.
Но това е номер на Maya.
You see? Maya is simply tricking us.
Maya просто ни мами.
That which in the beginning appears to be very pleasurable.
Това, което в началото се вижда много приятно.
That is called happiness in the mode of passion.
Се нарича щастие в гоната на страстта.
And what is the end result? Where does happiness in the mode of passion lead?
А до какво води щастието в гоната на страстта?
Leads to misery.
То води до страдание.
This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, texts 62 and 63.
Това се потвърждава във втора глава, 62 и 63 стих на
Бхагавад. Джаято вишайон пумсам сангат тешу баджаяте сангат санджаяте кама камат кродо виджаяте кродат бхавати сангмоха сангмохат смити вибрама Smiti Brangshad Buddhinasho Buddhinashad Pradashati. The embodied soul, but while contemplating the objects of the senses, a person becomes attracted to them. From such attraction, lust develops. From lust comes anger. From anger comes delusion. From delusion comes bewilderment of memory. From bewilderment of memory, intelligence is lost. And when intelligence is lost, one falls down again into the material pool.
Тези два стиха се казва, че докато се зарецава обектите на сетивата, човек развива привързаност към тях. От тази привързаност се поражда поход, а от поход възникне гнева. Гневът води до объркване на паметта. Объркването на паметта води до загуба на
паметта,
когато човек загуби интелигентността си.
Just like that fish. That worm looks so attracted to the fish.
Както за рибата, червият на куката изглежда много привлекателно.
What is that worm on? It's on the hook.
На какво е закачен той? На кука.
That worm looks so nice. That worm, you see.
Тя си мисля, този червен много хубаво изглежда.
But what happens when the fish bites the worm?
Какво става, като отхапе червия?
Rip! The fisherman grabs it and it rips right through his skin of his mouth and he's trapped on that hook, you see.
Барят веднага дръпва въдцата и и пробива устната и тя е хваната.
So we have to look out for Maya's hook, you see. We have to realize there's something more delicious than worms. This material enjoyment is simply like worms. In Sanskrit, it's called krimi. Krimi bhojana, eating worms, you see.
Това стило наслаждение като да ядеш черви, на санскрит се нарича крими боджана, да ядеш черви.
This material sense enjoyment is simply a worm love feast.
Това стило наслаждение, материално стило наслаждение като един любовен пир на черви.
If I invited you, say, come, we're having a love feast.
Ако аз ви кажа, имаме пир на любовта.
Now here's your plate.
Заповядай, ето ти чинията.
Now I give you a big plate full of worms. Would you like that? Squirming worms. Some people may love it. I mean, Chinese may go wild on it. Wow, that's great. But here, at least in the Western countries, we're just, if someone gave me a plate full of worms, I would be disgusted. What are you doing? This is an offense. But this material sense enjoyment is simply like worms, that's a squirming worms, you know. No, but there's a hook there to catch us, you see. So we have to learn how to get the taste from hearing, you see, that's the key. You may say, well, hearing is so subtle. I mean, come on, give me some pleasure from my tongue. Give me some pleasure from my genitals. I mean, come on, hearing? Are you kidding? Are you really serious and telling me that by hearing I can get the highest pleasure by hearing? Actually, it's a fact. Because we are not this body. We have nothing to do with this material world. This material world is a place of misery. And our senses are keeping us entangled lifetime after lifetime. You understand? We are kept here entangled lifetime after lifetime, serving our material senses. But by hearing not ordinary sound vibration, by hearing transcendental sound vibration from that place from which we originally came. We revive our memory of who we really are, you see. We revive our spiritual identity just by hearing. Therefore, we should hear, 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 hear. If there's not a class going on, or a lecture, or a kirtan, and then chant Hare Krishna. Listen to a tape or an MP3 now. Tapes are out. Always be engaged in hearing transcendental sound vibration. And if you don't have an iPod, that's all right. You have your mouth. You can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. See, the sages, they didn't have iPods. But they had mouths, you see, and they would chant Hare Krishna. And they would hear the other sages chanting, you see. In this way, they would always stay absorbed in Krishna Gata. Much chita madgata prana bodhyantak parasparam katayantashtamam nityam tashyanti cha ramanti cha. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are surrendered unto me, and they derive what? Great romanti. They derive great satisfaction and bliss. enlightening one another and conversing about me. So from the very childhood, we should fill our children's ears. Thank you.
Antenne 9. Животът им е напълно посветен служене на мен и те изпитват голямо наслаждение и блаженство, когато се просвещават един друг и разговарят за мен.
So we should fill our children's ears with Krishna Katha.
Затова ние трябва да изпълним ушите на нашите деца с Кришна Ката.
The material brother, he will let me give him candy and ice cream and, you know, give him all this sense enjoyment.
Материалният свят им осигуряват наслаждение на сетивата.
But in Krishna consciousness, we understand that we should fill our children's ears with Krishna Katha. Because this one is when their brains are the most fertile. You understand? A little child can master a language without even cracking one textbook or sitting for one class.
Умовете им са най-плодородни в тази възраст. Дори едно дете може да научи.
Just by being exposed to that language.
Да научи език без дори да отвори книга, просто като изложено на този език.
The child has an amazing ability to learn.
Децата имат удивителни способности да учат.
Therefore, it's our duty to fill these children's ears with Krishna Katha as much as possible.
Това наш дълг е да изпълваме ушите на тези деца с Кришна Ката.
Because if they get a taste for Krishna Ката,
колкото може повече, защото ако придобият вкус към Кришна Ката,
they will reject the mundane tastes of this world as inferior.
Те ще отхвърлят светският вкус на този свят като по-ниш.
So all you have to do is force them to hear Krishna Ката, right? So all we have to do is force them to hear Krishna Ката, correct?
Така че ние трябва да ги насилиме да слушат Кришна Ката. Така, нали така?
No. If you force them, now you must hear Krishna Ката, my little boy.
Ако ги насилиме и кажем сега, моя малко момче, трябва да слушаш Кришна.
That won't work.
Няма да работи.
You have to show the example.
Вие трябва да им покажете пример.
You have to find that Krishna Ката. You have to be very eager to simply hear about Krishna.
Самите вие трябва да имате силно желание да слушате за Кришна.
If you smoke cigarettes, how you can tell your kid not to smoke cigarettes?
Ако сами вие пушите цигари, как ще накарате детето си да не пуши?
If you are not attracted to Krishna Ката, how you can force your son to be attracted to Krishna Ката? It's not possible.
Ако вие не сте привлечени към Кришна Ката, как ще накарате вашия
син? The child will naturally follow the example of his parents.
Детето по естествен начин следва примера на своите родители.
Яд яд ачарати шрешта статтаре ветароджана са яд праманам круте локастад анувартите. Whatever the great man does, 321. Whatever the great man does, the common people follow in his footsteps. Whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues.
Каквото една велика личност направи, това хората следват и каквито норми установи с примера си, тях целия свят прилага.
So you want to make your kids Krishna conscious?
Искате да направите децата си Кришна
осъзнати? Want to deliver them from the cycle of birth and death?
И да ги освободите от цикъла на раждането и смъртта?
And you become an ideal devotee.
Тогава самите вие станете идеални.
That's your duty as parents.
Защото това е ваш дълг като родители.
And those who aren't parents, that's your duty. You have some friends, don't you?
Тези, които не са родители, те пък имат приятели, не е ли така?
It's your papa said even it's your duty as a friend. If someone's friend, you have to make them, you have to deliver them from cycle and birth and death. Otherwise, you're their enemy.
Ако вие сте истински приятели, ваш дълг е да ги освободите от раждането и смъртта, иначе сте им
враг. At least you have to make the endeavor. They may not take it, but you have to try to attract everyone to Krishna.
Поне трябва да се опитате да привлечете всеки към Кришна. Това е ваш дълг.
Wherever we go, 24 hours a day, in all times, places and circumstances, we should always think, how can I act in such a way to help this person become Krishna conscious?
Където и да ходим 24 часа денонощно, трябва да мислиме как да направим другите хора да ги привлечем към Кришна.
What about my business though? My clients, I mean, I can't preach to my clients, they will stop doing business with me.
Сега какво си мислим? Какво да кажа за моите клиенти в бизнеса? Аз не мога да им проповядам, те ще спрат да работят.
Well, in that case, then you should be a person of ideal character. Always ecstatic and always peaceful and always intelligent in business. So they respect you and they go, wow, this guy is really the other businessman. How can I become like him?
такъв случай вие трябва да бъдете толкова образцово във всяко едно отношение, че хората да се помислят, той е толкова добре се държи, как мога да стане като него.
In this way, whenever role we're playing, whatever capacity we are, we should always try to take the leadership role by an ideal example of saintly behavior and intelligent actions.
Затова в каквото и положение да се намираме, винаги трябва да се опитаме да да правим най-доброто и с интелигентни действия да дадем, да водим.
If you're in politics, you should become the most expert politician.
Ако човек е политик, трябва да е най-опитният политик.
So everyone is amazed by your political finesse.
Така че всеки да бъде удивен от вашия политически финес.
Whatever you're doing, you should be the most expert.
Каквото и да правите, трябва да сте най-опитните, най-експертни.
Our devotees who were distributing books in the airports.
Нашите преводачи разпространяваха книги на летище.
They became the most expert salesmen.
И станали най-добрите продавачи.
Big top level business executives would see our devotees in the airport selling books. And they would offer them big money. You come and work for me. They had never seen such expert salesmen as our Hare Krishna book distributors. Not considering the philosophy, just their expertise as salesmen. They were absolutely amazed. These boys can sell ice to an Eskimo.
Те били толкова удивени от експертността им, че мисли, о, тия момчета може да продадат лед на ескимос.
So whatever we're doing, we should become very ideal and very expert, you see.
Всичко, което правим, трябва да сме много опитни и експертни.
Prabhupada's men and women should be seen as the leaders in every field of activity on this planet.
Мъжете и хората на Prabhupada трябва да бъдат гледани като най-опитните.
In the corporate world, the educational world, the business world, the military world, you see, the music world, the art world, the drama world, the poetry world. In every way, Prabhupada's devotees, Prabhupada's followers should be seen as the ideal leaders of the society. So the people go, wow, these people are amazing. These Hare Krishna are the most amazing people I've ever seen in my life. They're so blissful. They're so compassionate. They're so intelligent. They're so expert. You see, this is how we should be seen.
Така трябва да бъдем виждани от другите.
In this way, the whole world will be attracted to this movement. If we show that, you see, that Krishna consciousness makes one a leading person.
По този начин ние ще привлечем целия свят, когато покажем, че Кришна...
Шама дамаста паушо, чам чантир арджа мемей вача 1844 or 42. Yanam veganamastakam vama karma savavajam. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, cleanliness, tolerance, knowledge, wisdom, truthfulness, and religiousness. These are the qualities with which the Brahmins work.
Умиротвореност, себеконтрол, въздържание, чистота, търпимост, честно знание, мъдрост и религиозност. Това са природните качества, чрез които действуват брахманите.
So we are giving second initiation.
Ние даваме второ посвещение.
That means those who are second initiated, they should be showing these qualities.
Това означава, че тези, които имат второ посвещение, трябва да проявяват тези качества.
Шама, controlling the mind.
Шама, да контролират ума.
Дама, controlling the senses.
Дама, контрол на сетивата.
Шама, дама, шама, тапа, austere. Rising early in the morning.
Да се отречени, да стават рано сутрин.
Clean, bathing at least twice a day.
Да се чисти, да се къпат поне два пъти дневно.
Shantir, very tolerant.
Shanti означава да са много толерантни.
Arjavam, very honest person. Shantir, Arjavam, Evacha.
Arjavam, да са много честни.
Gyanam, fixed in Vedic wisdom.
Гьянам означава да са установени в ведическата мъдрост.
And gyanam fully realized in the practical applies application of Vedic wisdom.
И вигьяна да бъдат напълно реализирани в прилагането на ведическа.
And the last item, astikyam, complete faith in Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead.
И последното качество е астикем, което означава пълна вяра в Кришна.
These are the qualities of leadership.
Това са качествата на лидерите.
Persons who have these qualities are the leaders, actual leaders on this planet.
Личностите, които притежават тези качества, са истинските лидери на тази планета.
So we are giving second initiation.
Ние даваме второ посвещение.
For persons who are showing these qualities or who are showing the potential at least to fully develop these qualities.
За личности, които проявяват тези качества или поне показват потенциал напълно да могат да ги развият.
So we must do our duty in this way.
По този начин ние трябва да изпълним дълга си.
Because by these qualities they will help us to become fixed in Krishna consciousness.
Защото тези качества ни помагат да се установим в Кришна съзнание.
And it works the other way too. By becoming more and more Krishna conscious, these qualities will automatically develop.
А също работи по обратния начин. Колкото по-кришно осъзнати сме, толкова повече се
развиват тези качества. In this way we should be ideal examples for our kids.
По този начин ние трябва да дадем
идеал. Say, well, I don't have any kids, I'm a brahmachari, I don't have to worry about it.
Някой може да си каже, аз съм брамачари, нямам деца, няма какво да се притеснявам.
But the children are seeing all the adults, you see.
Но децата виждат всички.
Everyone has a responsibility, these children. All of us have a responsibility.
Всички тук говорим за тези деца.
They should see all the adults as ideal brahmanas.
Те трябва да виждат всички възрастни като идеални брамани.
In this way they become very inspired and to become pure devotees.
По този начин те много ще се вдъхновят да станат самите те чисти преданни.
So I can ask now if there's any questions. Pundarik Vijayanidhi Prabhu.
Влага семе и ако оставиш някъде някакво празно място, ще се посее ще се посеят плевели. Така че, най-общо казано, какви искаме да станем, дали искаме да станем добри слушатели на Кришна Кака, или каквито искаме да станем, такива хора трябва да общуваме. Може ли да обясни дали това трябва да става от време на време или как? Как да го правим
това?
В какви пропорции с материалното
общуване? Аз още повече ще го
съкръташ
и ми
извиниш. Ако мога да го съкръташ, ще бъде много благодарен.
Може ли? Ако искаш ти да го преведеш? So it's a long question. Should I
short it? Yeah, break it into pieces for me.
Okay. So he has heard from his spiritual master and from other devotees and from Prabhupada also that if we want to become humble, we should associate with humble persons. And his spiritual master gives the example that we are like a fertile land.
Like a what?
Fertile land.
Fertile land, okay.
Fertile land. Mm-hmm. Yes. So if we don't... with whomever we associate, we actually plant seeds in this land.
Okay.
So if we don't consciously plant the seeds of desired association, then weeds will grow. Weeds.
Okay.
So so he's asking about this association that mm-hmm. we should have. Should we constantly have it in order not to?
Of course, you must constantly. Take shelter of the Vaishnava Sangha. If not, not externally within your heart, you must always take.
Разбира се, ти винаги трябва да имаш Вайшнава Санга. Ако не външно, поне в сърцето си винаги трябва да имаш тази Санга.
Just like I'm always taking shelter of Srila Prabhupada within my heart.
Както аз винаги приемам послон при Шрила Прабхупада в моето сърце.
Someone has to constantly take shelter of Vaishnava Sangha, Guru Sangha and Vaishnava Sangha, 24 hours a day.
Човек трябва постоянно да търси подслон при Вайшнава и Гуру Санга 24 часа на ден.
Въпросът беше как да съчетаваме с другото общуване, което като живеем разделени, така или иначе се налага да, да получаваме.
But we are also having another association with us. When we are not together, we have the material association also.
Yes, you have to be able to. It's like a stereo recording. You get two tracks, right?
Трябва да бъдеш като една стерео уредба. Имаш има две линии.
Two tracks are going on simultaneously in a stereo recording.
Записвачката има две линии, които вървят едновременно.
So you need stereo consciousness, Prabhu.
Имаш нужда от стерео съзнание, Prabhu.
Yomam pashyati sarvatra sarvam chamai pashyati tashang na pranashyami satchame na pranashyati. 6:30 Bhagavad Gita. For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I'm never lost, nor is he ever lost to me.
За някой, който вижда всичко в мен и мен във всичко, аз никога не съм загубен за него.
So you have to learn the art of extracting Krishna from every place you are, wherever you are, with non-devotees, with devotees, wherever you are. You have to learn the art of extracting Krishna in every situation from that, because he's there, everywhere.
Ти трябва да се научиш да извличаш Кришна във всяка една ситуация, независимо дали си с правилно данните или с неправилно данните, просто се научиш на това изкуство, защото Кришна наистина е навсякъде.
It's not that Krishna is not present. He's absolutely omnipresent.
Не така, че Кришна не присъства, той е всепроникващ.
So, even in the association of non-devotees, you have to find Krishna there.
Дори когато си с неправилно данните, ти трябва да намираш Кришна там. Да го откриваш.
Без значение в космичево, мога да кажа пак в космичево, но четох едно
есе. Аз ще помоля, ако може да се кръщаваш въпросите.
Четох едно есе, което се казва, че тази платформа, на която човек може да извлича нектара от всякъде и да не обръща внимание на другото общуване, е платформа, която се постига след много дългото практикуване сред предано дадени. Също така се сетих, че и Бхакти Тиртха Махарадж каза, че има един период, в който той е свързан точно с мисля, че с началото на лекцията. Той казва, че този виш вкус се постига след известно практикуване, обаче има един вакуумен период, в който трябва да си доставил материалното наслаждение, но все още не изпитва духовно наслаждение. Някаква рецепта за този период, през който аз лично се чувствам празен и също така и в първата част не се чувствам достатъчно напредно, за да мога да извличам нектар всякъде и извън общуването на правилно дарение.
Както аз не се чувствам достатъчно напреднал да запомня целия въпрос и да го кажа.
Какво ти кажа? Това просто... Скирам само вас, ако го покрес за преводача.
Това беше моята молба.
Да.
So, he's saying that this platform, when you can extract Krishna from everywhere, is achieved only after prolonged practice in the association of devotees. So,
not necessarily. You simply have to be sincere, that's all.
Не е задължително това да става след дълга практика, просто трябва да си искрен и това е всичко.
You simply have the desire to love Krishna, that's all.
Просто трябва да имаш желание да обичаш Кришна и това е достатъчно.
If you desire to love Krishna, then it's not difficult.
Ако имаш желание да обичаш Кришна, тогава не е трудно.
It's like you fall in love in a girl, is it difficult to think of her 24 hours a day?
Ако се влюбиш в едно момиче, трудно ли е да мислиш за нея 24 часа на ден?
When you're at work, you're thinking of your girl, when you're everywhere, you're always thinking of your girl.
Дори когато си на работа мислиш за твоето момиче, навсякъде мислиш за нея.
If you love that girl, you'll always think of her, you see.
Ако обичаш това момиче, ти винаги ще мислиш за нея.
Not difficult. Oh, I gotta think about my girlfriend now.
Прабхупада казва, че обичите далеч от сърце. Прабхупада казва.
Prabhupada says that if it's far from the eyes, it's far from the heart. If it is far from the eyes, it is far from the heart also. It's far away from the heart. If it's
far, far away from the heart?
That's a proverb. It's saying. If it's
out of sight, out of mind?
Yeah.
Out of sight, out of mind. So keep eyes Krishna in sight then. I always regret it when you move this picture. Now it's back over here. I always liked it when it was here. If you all can move it back, I'd really appreciate it. Because that's the picture that brought me to Krishna consciousness in 1968. That exact poster, I mean, it's the same original painting, you know. That's the painting. And whenever I see, I keep that in my room back in Austin, my ashram. I have that in my wall in my room. I have it, whenever I see that, it just captures my heart when I see it. So you have to always keep Krishna inside. Have pictures of Krishna everywhere. So even in your mind's eye, if you close your eyes, you can see that picture.
Съзнанието си може да виждаш тази картина.
What is that verse? Just now forgetting. 321, I think it's on page 321. Very nice verse from the Narada. I think it's page 321. It's a quoted verse. No, that's not it. Dikkalad. Let's see if we can find it in the index. The verse is saying that by always remembering the form of Krishna, then you will, your mind will be surcharged with Krishna consciousness and you will always enjoy His transcendental association at every minute. You will attain the blissful state of constantly associating with Krishna. So, therefore we have deity worship. Therefore we have beautiful paintings of Krishna. So you should absorb your eyes, your ears, everything in Krishna consciousness. A very good morning sadhana every day. And then you can be absorbed in Krishna consciousness 24 hours by hearing good sadhana every day. Just like you charge your mobile phone, charge your consciousness. And even when your mobile phone is not connected with the charger, it still works. So even when you're out about, we have your mobile phone, but there's no electrical outlet, but it still works, doesn't it? Even it's disconnected from the powerhouse because the battery is charged, you see. Then it works. So if you charge you have a very good morning sadhana. And fully charge your spiritual battery. Even you're in the midst of non-devotees, you'll still be charged up, connected with Krishna. Any other questions? Paramjyoti Prabhu.
Какво означава да имаме директна връзка с Кришна и как може да я постигнем с тази директна връзка с Кришна? Дали има директна връзка или има и заобиколни връзки?
What does it mean to have a direct relationship with Krishna and how to achieve it?
Yes.
Is there any other relationship?
Yes, some people say that you can have a direct relationship with Krishna. You don't need to go through a representative. You can have a direct relationship with Krishna.
Някои хора казват, че можеш да имаш директна връзка с Кришна, няма нужда да ходиш при представител на Кришна.
You don't need to take instructions from anyone.
Няма нужда да приемаш инструкции от който и да било.
Well, if I tell you, you don't need to take instructions from anyone.
Ако аз ти кажа, няма нужда да приемаш инструкции от някой.
You could say, well, then why should I take instructions from you?
Може да кажеш, защо бе от тебе да приема тази инструкция?
In other words, this philosophy that, you know, you don't need anybody to connect you with Krishna. Then I don't need you, sir, who would give me that advice. If you expect me to take the advice from you, if I tell you that you don't need anyone to connect with Krishna, then you say, okay, well, then I don't need your advice.
Някой ти каже, няма нужда да приемаш инструкции за Кришна от никой, аз ще кажеш, аз значи няма нужда да приемам и този съвет от тебе.
If I take your advice that I don't need anyone's advice to connect me with Krishna, then I've just contradicted what you said.
Ако аз приема твоя съвет, значи аз противореча на точно това, което ти каза в момента.
Does everybody get the point?
Разбирате ли всички?
I say you don't need anyone to connect you with Krishna. You just be directly connected. And I don't need your advice, sir. Because you say I don't need anyone, so I don't need you. The fact is that one can directly approach Krishna. And when you do approach Krishna, what does he say? Tadvidi pranipatena. Pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam ganenas tatvadarshinaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching the spiritual master. Well, I say, but Krishna, I just want to directly approach you. I just want to do what you say.
Човек може да каже, но Кришна, аз искам да се обърна към теб и да правя това, което ти казваш.
I don't want to approach a guru, I just want to approach you, Krishna.
Не искам да се обръщам към гуру, искам да се обърна към теб директно, Кришна.
And Krishna says, I'm sorry, did you hear what I told you?
Кришна казва, чакай сега.
You've asked me that you want me to directly instruct you. I've directly told you to go to my representative and surrender to him.
Ти чуви ме тук, що какво ти казах. Ти поиска да ти дам директна инструкция, ето аз те инструктирам.
Do you want to follow my direct order or not? No, Krishna, I don't want to follow your order. I'll follow you if you don't tell me to go to a guru. Then I'll follow you, Krishna. So, such a person, who does he think God is? Does he think Krishna is God? No, he thinks that he's God. He's trying to tell Krishna that, no, Krishna, you don't tell me to go to a guru. I just want to directly connect with you, but not with a guru. So this idea you can just directly approach God is okay. If once you approach him, you do what he says.
Така че идеята директно да свържиш с Бога е окей, стига след като да се обърнеш към Него да правиш това, което ти казвах.
But if you approach him and say, no, Krishna, I don't want to follow that, anything but that, no way.
Се обърнеш към Кришна и кажеш, о, Кришна, не искам да следвам това, всичко друго само не е това.
Then you're not approaching God.
Тогава, значи не се обръщаш.
You're simply approaching your own mind. That's a...
Ти се обръщаш към своя собствен ум.
So where has your mind gotten you?
А къде те е докарал твой ум?
You've been following the guru of your mind for millions of lifetimes. Where has it gotten you? Another damn rotting body. That's where your guru, your mind guru has gotten you. So instead of following a bogus guru, follow the genuine guru. Krishna is the genuine guru. Follow the instructions of the genuine guru, Krishna. Whatever Krishna says, you do. Then you are a devotee. You try to negotiate with Krishna like a businessman, you're not a devotee. Devotee means completely surrender to Krishna. That is devotee. Whatever Krishna says, I accept. Just like I was directly approaching God back in 1971. I was praying every morning, Dear God, please guide me how I can be your perfect servant. And he sent Vishnu Janaswami to preach to me. And after I heard and duly considered the teachings of Vishnu Janaswami, I understood, yes, I have to accept the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada.
Когато аз чух наставленията на Вишну Джайма Свами и размислих върху тях внимателно, разбрах, че трябва.
If I'm truly sincere to become the servant of God, then I have to become the servant of the servant of God.
Ако аз съм наистина искрен да стана слуга на Бога, тогава трябва да стана слуга на слугата на Бога.
Did Lord Chaitanya said, I am simply the servant of Krishna?
Дали Бог Чайтанья казал, аз съм слуга на Кришна?
No, he said, Dasa, Dasa, Nidasa, Nidasa. I'm the servant of the servant and the servant of Krishna.
Не, той казал, аз съм слуга на слугата на слугата на.
So he is teaching.
Значи той ни учи.
The Lord Chaitanya said, No, I'll just be the direct servant of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya did not say.
Дори Бог Чайтанья не е казал, аз ще бъда директен слуга на Кришна.
Do you think you're a bigger devotee than Lord Chaitanya?
Мислиш ли си по-велик праведен от Бог Чайтанья?
I don't need to be the servant of the servant of the servant. I'll just be directly devotee of Krishna. So that means you think you're more advanced than Lord Chaitanya. Dream, 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 dream. You see, you're living in a dream, hallucination. If you think you don't need a spiritual master, you can simply report to God directly. Natarajan, you're a military man, you see. Do you directly report to the commander in chief of the military forces? Or do you have a chain of command?
If I do this, I have many problems.
Huh?
If he does this, he will have many problems.
Yeah, if you say, I don't take orders from my immediate supervisor, I'll just take them from the commander in chief. You may be court-martialed. You'll be guilty of insubordination. That's a bad word in the military. You can't be insubordinate. Actually, they wanted to recruit me into the U.S. Army. They wanted to send me over to Vietnam to shoot people and get. So I didn't want to go to Vietnam. I wasn't in the mood of becoming a soldier boy, you see. So I showed them the recruiting station that my mood was strictly insubordination. And they realized they didn't want me in the military. The point is, if we really want to be connected, accepted by Krishna, we have to be subordinate to Krishna's orders. And he says, you're not my devotee unless you're the devotee of my devotee. So that is direct connection with Krishna. I'm directly following his order to be the devotee of his devotee. That's direct connection. So by accepting the indirect connection, that is a direct connection. You understand, Paramjati? Accepting the principle of indirect connection is the direct connection. If I don't accept the principle of indirect connection, I am not connected at all. I'm simply in a dreamland. But when I accept the principle of indirect connection, then I am directly connected with Krishna. It's like on a phone conversation, you see. I sometimes call Paramjyoti Prabhu from the USA. And he and I have a direct conversation. But yet it is indirect. Through the medium of the telephone. Even now we are talking. It is a direct conversation. But actually, I'm vibrating here and it's having some effect on the ether. It's creating a vibration that travels through the ether, that enters your ears and translates into... Even then, it's like a telephone. It's a higher level telephonic technology.
Дори сега, когато говорим, аз вибрирам звук и той се предава по етера и достига до тебе. Това също е някакъв вид недиректен.
So anyway, is there any other question? Yeah. Oh, actually, Kripa said it, his hand before, yeah. Okay.
Във връзка с въпроса, който съм Кришна Прабу ми зададе тази сутрин, дали искам само една капчица нектар или цял океан, ако бях казал цял океан, а не средно, това щеше ли да има някаква връзка с алчност?
Regarding the question that you asked him this morning, which does he prefer, the ocean of nectar or just a small drop of nectar?
He said something
in the middle. But if he would have said that he wanted the whole ocean, wouldn't it be greed? Would it be greedy statement?
Yes. But you can be greedy for that. I want more Krishna. I want unlimited Krishna. For Krishna, you can have unlimited greed. Yes. Don't be bashful when it comes to Krishna consciousness. It's a nice question. It's not funny. It's a very serious thing he has asked. We should not be in the habit of laughing when he asks questions. He's a serious boy. He's asked a serious question. Okay, you had a question?
Проблем ли е това, че детето предпочита да му се разказва да слуша историите за демоните, отколкото историите за забавленията на Кришна с пастирчетата, историите за Рада и Кришна?
Regarding the education of children in Krishna consciousness, is it a problem if the child is inclined to hear the pastimes of Krishna with the demons instead of hearing the other?
No, that's very nice. Prabhupada loved those pastimes also. That's very good. Any pastimes in Krishna?
It's
very good. Actually, and that means they have a desire to see good conquering over evil. That's very good. Some foolish woman said she made some Krishna conscious storybooks and she left out all the pastimes of Krishna killing the demons. Krishna, we shouldn't hear about Krishna killing. It's not very good for the children to hear that. Some foolish woman.
Някаква глупава жена казала, че тези истории, където Кришна убива демоните, не трябва да се дават на децата да ги слушат.
She thinks she knows better than Prabhupada, you know. And it's foolish, idiotic woman.
Тя си мисли, че знае по-добре от Прабхупада, тази глупава жена.
Actually, it's to relish those pastimes means to be very happy to see that good is defeating evil. It's very good.
Да вкусваш тези забавления означава да имаш силно желание да видиш как доброто побеждава злото. Това е много добре.
Doesn't mean your child's going to become a murderer going around and killing people. Doesn't mean that. Now, if they watch mundane murders or killings, that may affect them in that way, but not when God kills someone. No, that's different.
Ако гледат светски филми, в които има насилие и убийства, това може да им повлияе негативно, но ако виждат как
It's wonderful for them to relish the story of Ram killing Ravana.
това е прекрасно, те да се наслаждават на историите как Рамачандра убива Равана.
It's wonderful. You should have your children delight to hear these killing stories.
Вашите деца просто да ги карате да се наслаждават как This is the favorite story of our This is the favorite story of our daughter.
Very good. The cowherd boys used to come home every day and they'd say, Mata, we're in the forest. This huge demon came and Krishna killed him, Mataji. The mother said, oh, these children, they make up all these stories about Krishna.
И майка Ешода казва, тези деца само си измислят истории за Кришна.
But actually it's wonderful. This Krishna's demon killing pastime is so wonderful thing.
Но всъщност тези забавления, в които Кришна убива демоните, са толкова прекрасни.
Actually, one who is not cannot relish Krishna's killing the demons is not qualified to hear Rasa Lila.
Всъщност този, който не може да се наслади на убиването на демоните от Кришна, той не може да се наслади на Раса Лила.
If someone says, I only want to hear Krishna kissing the gopis, I don't want to hear Krishna killing the demons, they are sahaj.
Ако някой каже, искам само да слушам как Кришна целува гопите, не искам да слушам как убива демоните.
That means they are thinking, I am Krishna, and where are my gopis where I can kiss?
Това е сахаджия, т.е. той си мисли, аз съм Кришна и къде са ми гопите да ги целуват.
So it's very good to become very eager to hear about these Krishna pastimes killing the demons. Actually, each demon symbolizes a certain anartha. There's a whole Bhaktivinoda Thakura has analyzed in detail these pastimes. Every demon symbolizes a certain anartha.
Шрила Бхактивинода Такур е анализирал тези забавления и казва, че всеки един демон символизира анарта в сърцето.
So by hearing of all these pastimes, our anartas become killed.
И когато слушаме за тези забавления, нашите анарти се отстраняват.
So keep killing those anartas in your heart and your children's heart. Keep discussing these demon killing pastime.
Така че продължавайте да обсъждате с децата си тези забавления и по този начин отстранявайте анартите.
I really like that Agasura Lila.
Аз харесвам тази Агасура Лила.
This huge serpent, you know, lying in the road.
Та огромна змия, лежаща на пътя.
So proudly thinking, yeah, I'm going to get Krishna and all those cowherd boys. I'm going to get them.
И гордо си мислил, аз сега ще ги нагълтам.
He opened his mouth went all the way to the clouds.
И отвори устата си до небесата.
And the boy said, what is this mountainous cave? We've never seen this before. We've been playing all around Vraj. We've never seen this huge cave before. Let's go into that cave. Let's check it out.
Of
course, there's a pretty weird smell coming out of that cave. It was the smell of the demon's intestines. You know where all the stool is? It's described as a fishy, bad smell. But they, in spite of that stink from his intestines, they went marching in to check it out, you know, like children like to play in the forest, you know. They were completely fearless. I mean, after all, we have our friend Krishna, you know.
If
there's any trouble, Krishna always saves us. We don't have to worry about anything. We're fearless young kids, you know. We can do anything. We got Krishna as our buddy, you know. So they went joyfully marching in boom, 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 on the demon's tongue. And Krishna looked at this scene. Oh my goodness, my cowherd boyfriends have all been walked into this huge demoniac serpent. Prabhupada says that Krishna became momentarily bewildered. What to do? Oh no! What am I going to do? Momentarily, for a minute, Krishna acted like an ordinary mortal being, just for the fun of it.
И Кришна, наблюдайки тази сцена, си казва, о, моите приятелчета, пластиричната, влизат в устата на този зловещ демон.
And then Krishna knew what he had to do.
И Прабхупад каза, че Кришна за миг...
And he went marching into that Asura's, Dragasura's mouth to save his coward boyfriends. Of course, the demon didn't realize what he had gotten a mouthful of. He thought, now I've got him. I've got the cowherd boys. I've got Krishna, and all the Brijabasis will die out of the pain of separation when all their sons and Krishna are killed by me.
Си мисля, о, сега и пастирчетата влезаха в устата ми, и Кришна влезе, и всички враджабаси ще умрат от раздялата с Кришна.
But Krishna is never going to be outdone.
Но Кришна никога не може да го...
He expanded himself.
Той се разширил.
Blew a hole in that demon, you see.
И пробил дупка в този демон.
Released all the cowherd boys.
Освободил всички пастирчета.
So that's one of my favorite pastimes in Agasura Leela. It's really, really nice. I'm waiting for Hollywood to finally become Krishna conscious. So we can finally get some decent movies, you know. Now we go on the airplanes, there's nothing worth watching. It's all garbage, you know, sex and drugs and violence. But just imagine if we had our whole choice of, you know, Krishna conscious movies. We had Agasura Leela, this Leela, Prabhupada's pastimes on the airplane, you know. That'd be really nice. Any other questions? Let's see, okay.
Въпросът ми е, понеже сега много се говори за пренатално възпитание. Става въпрос за възпитание преди раждането на детето. И има ли такива, в смисъл, гледна точка на Кришна съзнание, може да се възпитава детето, нали, в такъв вкус към Кришна като, нали, преди раждането?
Nowadays there is much talk about this prenatal education of children.
Prenatal,
while they're in the womb. Still in the womb.
Wait, during the womb?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's.
What do they say about it?
There's much talk nowadays.
What's happening in the womb?
No, about. To educate the children while they're in the womb.
So, okay. Yes, that is Vedic.
Yes. So, what we can do in Krishna consciousness to help the child even
while. Yes, it's like. Shukadev, he got a full education in Krishna consciousness before he came out of the womb.
Както Шукадева Госвами, той получил пълно образование в Кришна съзнание още преди да излезе.
Also, Prahlad Maharaj.
Също и Prahlad Maharaj.
So, any mother who is pregnant, it's her duty to be absorbed 24 hours in Krishna katha and only eat prasadam.
Затова всяка майка, която е бременна,
But don't take hot, spicy foods. It'll burn the child. The mother should be fully, and the husband should be also engaging, the husband and wife both should be engaging in Krishna Katha as much as possible, especially when she's pregnant.
Because
the child benefits.
And
when the child comes out, they will immediately bring to the temple. As soon as possible. So the child will hear the kirtan. In this way, purify the child. Give that child the higher taste, Krishna consciousness. So that whenever there's a class, immediately come and sit in the front and hear. They don't want to run to the back and play with crayons. They want to sit in the front and hear the class with full absorption. Train them like that.
Така че когато дойдат на лекция да искат да седнат и да слушат, а не да си играят.
They can do crayons some other time.
Може друг път да
си. But they should be taught to hear the class because that's how they'll make incredible advancement by hearing the classes.
Но трябва да бъдат обучени как да се слушат лекцията.
It's like Kripa Siddha, he's nicely trained. He sits and hears the classes, it's very good. Please don't laugh when he asks questions. Please stop this bad habit. He asks very good questions. I've heard for years, I hear you all adults laughing when he asks a question. It's not a very good thing. He asks a serious question and you're laughing. Why are you laughing? It doesn't make sense. He should be encouraged but in this serious question.
Yeah.
Ние често реагираме, когато някой бахта зададе въпрос, който е много нектарен, който е интересен, който всички бихме искали да задаваме. И по този начин, поне за мене, изразяваме своето удоволствие от въпроса. Това не е, за мене не е насмиване на въпроса. Правилно ли разсъждаваме или не?
Actually, we are laughing because we appreciate his question because it's very nice, interesting, and we would also want to ask such a question. It's not that we are laughing at him. No,
then you should go, Jai! Instead of laughing. It's like you should go, Jai! Haribo! That's better. You see, than laughing. You don't show... Did we show Prabhupada appreciating Prabhupada by laughing? Is that how we show Prabhupada? We appreciate him? Oh, here's Prabhupada. That's not how we show Prabhupada appreciation. You say Jai Prabhupada. You can say Jai Kripa Siddha Prabhu Ki Jai. Yeah. That you can show appreciation. That's very good then. Haribo Kripa Siddha Ki Jai. That you can do. If he asks a nice question, but don't laugh. Any other question? Yeah.
Привързаността и отчуждението са големи препятствия по пътя на преданото служение. И когато ние се опитваме да се насочиме към Кришната, тези привързаност и отчуждение в материалния свят просто понякога насилствено ни отвличат. Това, какво може да направим в тази ситуация?
He says that attraction and aversion are great obstacles in spiritual life, attraction and aversion. Mm-hmm. So when we approach to hear Krishna Katha, sometimes this attraction and aversion, they kind of drift away our attention.
Yeah.
So what to do in this?
Yes, then you have to... It's like you're listening to some music on your stereo and you can't quite hear it. You know, some distractions in the background. What do? You turn up the volume, don't you?
Също когато слушаш някаква музика, обаче има някакво нещо те разсейва така отзад, ти какво трябва да направиш? Трябва да увеличиш силата на звука.
You have to drown out the distractions.
Трябва просто да потопиш тия разсейващи елементи.
So if your mind is being distracted by this and that,
затова ако умът ти бива отклоняван, разсейван,
you have to intensify your focus.
Трябва просто да засилиш своята концентрация, своя фокус.
Let me tune in even more carefully to every word that's being spoken.
Да се настроиш още по-внимателно на всяка дума, която чуваш.
You understand?
Разбираш ли?
Yeah. Yato yato nishchalati manaschanchalamashtaram tatastato niyam yatad atmanivavishangniyam 626. From wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, we must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self.
Където и да броди умът поради неустойчивата си и колеблива природа, човек трябва непременно да го отдърпва и да го връща под контрола на себе.
Next question.
Други въпроси? What are the factors that form the particular convictions that a person has?
What
are the factors which form the particular convictions that a person has in a particular moment?
Yeah, one's convictions are determined by various factors in each situation.
Убежденията на човек се определят от различни фактори в различни ситуации.
The basic determining factor for your convictions is your sense of identity.
Основният фактор за твоето убеждение е твоето чувство за идентичност.
If you think I am this body, then you will have a certain set of convictions that go along with that sense of identity.
Ако ти си мислиш, аз съм това тяло, тогава ще имаш определен набор от убеждения, които вървят с това
And if you have the if you understand I'm the eternal spirit soul servant of Krishna, then you will have a different set of convictions that go along with that sense of identity.
Ако разбираш, че аз съм вечен духовна душа, която е вечен слуга на Кришна, тогава ще имаш различен набор от убеждения.
So, by cultivating the proper sense of identity, then you will, your convictions will become pure convictions.
Когато култивираш правилното усещане за своята идентичност, тогава ще имаш убеждения, които ще бъдат чисти.
And if you cultivate the improper sense of identity, your convictions will be impure.
А когато култивираш неправилно усещане за своята идентичност, тогава твоите убеждения ще бъдат нечисти.
So every day you should do everything you can to reinforce your spiritual sense of identity.
Затова всеки ден ти трябва да правиш всичко, което можеш, за да подсилваш своето усещане за духовна идентичност.
Does that answer your question?
Това отговаря ли на въпроса ти?
Yes.
Next question.
Предните лекции ви казахте, че трябва да изчистим желанията на нула. Обаче аз просто усещам, че въпреки след всеки, че смъртта ми диша във врата и очевидно и просто тъпкан с желание. И се някакво желание за действие, това е скъм, как може да се шунтират тези неща по най-благоприятен начин, или да се изчистим?
Yesterday you said that we should make all desires, should make them zero. I mean, the material desires, we should make them zero.
That's right.
But he says that even in his situation, even when he was at the verge of death, or he was in bad condition, still he has a lot of desires to do different things. So he's asking how to, what is the best way to, the most favorable way to clear this.
Fill your heart with spiritual desires, that's all. And all there won't be any room for material desires.
Просто трябва да изпълниш сърцето си с духовни желания, тогава няма да остане място за материални.
The only way to make your material desires zero is to fill your heart with millions of spiritual desires.
Единственият начин да направиш материалните си желания нула е да изпълниш сърцето си с милиони духовни желания.
Just like I have a desire to push forward this movement until my last dying breath as powerfully and as forcefully and as attractively as possible. That gives me a lot of desires. I have a lot of disciples I want to liberate.
Аз имам ученици, които искам да освобода.
I have a lot of different places in the world I want to go travel and preach.
Има различни храмове по света, където искам да пътувам.
I have so many desires. That 24 hours a day is not enough to even begin to fulfill all of my spiritual desires.
Аз имам толкова желания, че духовни, че 24 часа на ден не са ми достатъчни дори да започна да ги изпълня.
So if you put a naked woman in front of me, I'll say, you know, who cares? I just want to become Krishna conscious.
Дори освоиш една гола жена пред мен, аз ще кажа, кой го грижа, аз искам да бъда Кришна осъзнат.
Okay.
Примерно, сега това, да искаш кола за Кришна съзнание и къща, дали се пак, в която да живееш, защото не ли се ладути и ачари. Това сега, нали, като ги използваш все пак за Кришна съзнание, за проповядане, това е духовно желание или материално?
If you desire a car for, you know, for Krishna and a house to live in, and to use it somehow in the preaching, is this a material desire?
There's nothing material about wanting to have good facilities for preaching.
Няма нищо материално това да искаш да имаш добри условия за проповядване.
It's like I desire to fly on airplanes because that way I can get. Otherwise, if I was walking, it would take me a long time to get to the next lecture spot.
Както аз искам да летя на самолет, защото иначе ако.
If I had to row a boat across the ocean, I mean, you know.
Трябваше да вървя пеша и много време щеше да ми отнема от един до следващ.
So I have a desire to fly in the airplane for Krishna. That's my spiritual desire.
Искам да летя на самолет заради Кришна и това е духовно желание.
In fact, I I rack up so many freaking flyer miles, I'm on the top tier. It's called Executive Platinum. I get all the perks. I have all the special perks because I'm one of the high-level freaking flyers.
Аз съм толкова много съм летял, че съм там член на най...
They give you different status levels. You see, I'm the highest possible status level with American Airlines.
Аз съм на възможно най-високото ниво на
статус. They give me so many perks and so many special privileges because I'm one of their top-level flyers in the whole world.
Имам толкова привилегии, които са ми дадени заради това, че съм пътувал толкова много.
But it's all for Krishna.
Но всичко това е за Кришна.
I don't fly for sense gratification. I fly to come here and try to save you from birth and death. But I have a much better airline I fly on. You know that airline. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any other questions? Yeah.
It is said that to consider the spiritual master or ordinary human being is an offense. This is stated. Mm-hmm. It is stated that it is an offense to consider the spiritual master an ordinary.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Yes. So her question is, when we preach, when we distribute the books, and when we speak about the author of the books, and how to make the proper impression in the people so they don't have an offensive mentality.
Well, you can say this is the most realized spiritual master in the history of the world. You should speak about him with such conviction. These are the books of Srila Prabhupada. He's the most advanced guru in the history of the world.
Трябва да говорите за Шрила Прабхупада с пълно убеждение, да казвате, това е най-напредналата духовна учител в цялата история.
I was attracted to this movement because of that, actually.
Аз всъщност бях привлечен към това движение по тази причина.
I was associating with Vishnu Jana Maharaj and the other people he had attracted to the Krishna consciousness. And there was one lady, she had a little baby, I forget the baby's name, but she had a little baby girl. And this baby girl had never seen Prabhupada. Nor had the mother ever seen Prabhupada. But the way Vishnujana Swami would talk about Prabhupada would go, you would just go, wow, Prabhupada. And this little baby had heard all this talk also. So the baby would go, Prabhupada. And you just go, wow. This little baby would say the name Prabhupada. But it's the most wonderful person, even more wonderful than God, you know. I mean, it was just amazing to hear the baby would say the word Prabhupada, you know. So when you speak about Prabhupada, it should be like, you should become so ecstatic that like you're practically seeing God face to face, you know. And people go, wow, who is this Prabhupada? Let me have that book. It's Prabhupada's book. I'm going to read it. The greatest author in the history of the world. More prolific than Shakespeare.
Той е написал повече книги от Шекспир.
More realized than Buddha. The greatest author in the history. This is the greatest. These are the greatest books in the history of the world.
Най-великият автор в историята на
света. You won't find a book better than this book anywhere.
Никъде не може да намерите по-добра книга от тази.
It is Rajavidya, the topmost knowledge.
Това е най-висшето знание, Rajavidya.
So you should just glorify Prabhupada unlimitedly as the greatest author that there ever was.
Това вие трябва да възхвалявате Прабхупад безкрайно, като най-велики автор в историята.
You can't exaggerate when you don't say he's God. That's going too far.
Не може да преувеличите, когато го възхвалявате, но само не казвайте, че той е Бог.
Beyond that, you can just glorify Prabhupada unlimitedly.
Отвъд това вие може да го възхвалявате безкрайно.
Okay, any other questions?
Има ли други въпроси? She is asking about the newcomers in the temple, and because they don't know the rules here, they make so many mistakes and even offenses.
Yeah.
So she is asking how to properly approach them and to teach them.
Okay. How many of you are new here in the temple? Raise your hands, all the newcomers. Okay. We have two newcomers, three. Okay. We'd like to welcome our newcomers. So happy. We're so happy that you're here. You are wonderful. We love you. So we're here to serve you and help you to become happy. That's all. Don't worry about doing anything wrong. All the different procedures we have are just are your friends, actually. Don't worry about making any mistakes. Just be sincere, and if, you know, we'll gradually teach you in the little etiquettes that we do that help our Krishna consciousness.
Просто бъдете искрени, ние постепенно ще ви научим на нашия етикет, да ви помогнем да станете Кришна осъзнати.
So we'll go ahead and stop here. Before we begin, though, I have a request, because I have this disease of the ears. Wait until I go upstairs before you are start talking, because it gives me, when everybody talks at once, I get earache. So especially if I'm handing out prasadam, I can't leave, I have to stay here. And then I'm asking you, please be silent until I go upstairs, and then you can start talking. Otherwise, I cannot hand out the prasadam. You want me to hand out the prasadam? Please, you have to keep be very quiet until I'm gone, and then you can start all talking. Because I get very bad earaches. I have problem with my hearing. So thank you very much. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai.